This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
BJ and Jamie.
By the way, Mission Ballroom, a great place to watch a concert. The Fray, they're going to be there. We got tickets.
If you like standing up, that is.
Yeah.
I remember getting there. I was like, where are the seats?
Yeah, I usually wait till they have a show where you can, it's bring your recliner night.
Oh, yeah.
They throw that a couple of times a year. They'll have somebody in there and you can bring your recliner. That's the show's eye line. But the Fray's going to be good. We have tickets for you at 7:45. Did you know today's a holiday? It's a commemorative holiday in Denver because it's Caesar Day. Caesar Chavez.
Yep. Yeah.
All the government offices are shut down today.
Yeah, he did something for farmers or something.
Yeah, he was all about labor. Yeah.
Yeah.
People that work in overtime, overworked, whatever, you know, came to their aid.
It was a good man, that guy. Good man.
That Caesar man. He was a good man. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people not having to work today.
So are post offices and government offices?
Let me see here. Monday, most of Denver offices will be closed in observation, including the libraries, courts, clerks, recorder's office, and motor vehicle title and registration. I think it's all state stuff.
Gotcha.
I don't think federal government shuts down because it's a Denver holiday, Colorado holiday, I guess.
Hey, can I ask you a dumb question just since I brought up the post office? How much is a stamp these days?
Oh.
I don't know. I think about 48, 49 cents.
Whoa, okay.
Something like that.
All right.
I don't know for sure, though, Jamie. I haven't bought a stamp in a long time.
Because I have these forever
stamps,
but I was thinking, like, I don't know why I was thinking that.
Are they really forever? I got a feeling if you pass those down to a couple of generations and then the stamp went to like a dollar, they wouldn't honor those.
So a first class forever stamp is 73 cents.
Whoa!
That's first class.
Yep.
Just a regular stamp is how much?
Well, isn't that...
Is that it?
I think they call all mail first class mail, right?
And it's already up to 73 cents?
Yeah.
Man, I was way off.
Okay.
What should I? Well, I don't buy stamps.
Well, I just have them in case I ever need one. Yeah. I actually have to send it to the raccoon guy in Illinois.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know if I have some forever stamps. Maybe I wonder how much money I need for a stamp. Yeah. Because all I know is that you get them at King Supers because they're always like... pushing the ice and the stamps at the end of the day.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
you need ice or stamps? I'm like, does she get a kickback on this?
I don't know, but I've been saved with the ice portion of it, not the stamps.
Yeah.
But I have been saved by the ice before. So.
It just seems a little pushy. It, like we talked about the other day, the 7-Eleven banana guy.
Yeah.
You want a banana? No, I don't want a banana. If I want a banana, I get a banana. Are you sure you don't want? Right now, it's 2 for whatever. No.
They're calling. They're calling these people that go through the checkout line and use a different barcode, a cheaper one, and not paying, and, you know, basically stealing. They're calling it the banana trick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
I guess bananas are so cheap that people are using the banana barcode. So they're calling it the overall banana trick, wherever you pull this off at.
Yeah. And this was sad for all police officers. Some police officer, he like in Oklahoma or something, he was caught doing that same thing like every other day with donuts. That wasn't even nice. He was charging himself for the glaze, but really he was getting like the big stuffy.
Yeah.
We actually have a donut routine when we go to the store. Frog and I.
Yeah.
When we go to the Frog, we always get a donut. Just one donut.
When you go to the store?
When we go to the store, we go to King Supers, we'll get one donut. Or even Safeway. And we'll get one donut, and we get the little wrapper, and he'll eat it while we're shopping, but I'll save the wrapper, crunch it up, put it in the thing that way, and put it on the conveyor belt
to
so that the guy goes, and I think a lot of people do it because the guy told me yesterday, he goes, oh, yeah, we know what this means.
Oh, I'm sure.
We get it.
That happens all the time. Well, I'm seven in my brain when I go there because I eat only the chocolate part off at the top, you know, all the way around like a little bunny. And then I put it in the bag and scan it, and then I throw it away after that because all I want is that chocolate part.
How many times have you stolen a donut?
Oh, a ton of times.
I would never steal a donut.
I mean, I don't steal. Well, it's I guess it would be. So, like, I used to in high school all the time because the self-checkout came out, whatever. And me and my buddies, we used to go grab donuts. And I've done it even as an adult. And I'll put four in there and only pay for two of them. Because it asks you how many donuts you have, put in the number. I just say
way
two.
To be a big-time burglar.
And there are a lot of people, I think, a lot of people that do what we do, go in and get one donut, eat it while you shop and never say anything.
Oh, totally, yeah.
I think it happens all the time.
What is? How much are those? 23 cents or something?
89 cents. Paid for one yesterday, I know. It's fresh on my mind this morning.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Monday, it's going to be not too bad. Cloudy, 62 today. But we got rain and snow in the forecast all week long.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Here on a Monday morning, the weekend. How was your weekend, by the way, Jamie?
Whoop.
Sorry about that. My bad. Got to hit the button.
All right, what? It was good.
How was your weekend?
You asked me that earlier.
Yeah, it still was good. I wanted to mention you went to play golf over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
And you know, all the shenanigans up there.
No, it was a lot of shenanigans. First of all, a shout out to Red Rocks Country Club. That place, I swear, even my son, and you know, 18, you don't really feel like, you know, the earth and stuff. But that country club is the most beautiful country club, and it's so underrated. Like, people don't know about it. A lot of people, until I met you, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, and they kind of like it that way.
Well, they do.
The because, people that are members,
they like it. So it's Red Rocks Country Club. I know they have some memberships for sale because I looked into it.
Yeah, they do.
They do. Yeah. Anyway, but you play along the actual Red Rocks. You know, that you see at Red Rocks. And so you play along there, and it was just so beautiful. And even my son is like, man, this is God's country.
Man, I got to tell you, the views from up there, downtown and back through the Denver area, unbelievable. But they really are cool.
Our highlight was, so maybe this is like some, oh my God, we saw celebrities kind of thing. And we got a little goofy about it. But we saw this guy. His name is Justin Gaethje, something like that. I think that my son said his name is Gaethje. It's Justin the Highlight Gaethje, something like that. I don't know.
Anyway,
Gaethje.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
UFC fighter.
Yes. Yeah. UFC fighter.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was on the first tee box with us, and we had joined them, right?
Right.
And he's like, hey, what are you doing? And my son's like, well, I have to be honest, I'm a little nervous. This is only like the third time I play golf, whatever. And he's like, just suck fast. That's all you have to worry about, and nobody's going to care. And he was the nicest guy ever. And my son comes over, and he goes, do you see that he has cauliflower ear? Because my son was always worried about getting that when he did whatever he did.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, he was always worried about getting that because it's a thing. And I said, no, I didn't notice. I said, he's a spitfire. And he goes, Mom, he could kill us.
He could wrap a golf club around your neck.
Yeah. I go, wait, that guy that's the nicest man on the planet could kill us? He goes, he's a UFC fighter. He could literally, like, two.
It's a different breed.
I'm not familiar with him. Is he a big dude or is it a different weight class he's in?
He's just can tell he's ripped, right? He's very broad. But he's not like 9 feet tall or anything, but he's really broad. And like literally, the way my kid put it, like he could just tap me, I'd be dead. He'd tap my son, he'd be dead. And the guy would just walk off the course.
He could blow on me and I'd be dead.
He's a bad dude.
He is, right?
I've never seen the guy.
But the thing is, you don't know, like, people can kill you. You know, like, because nice people, I mean, he was, honest to God, he's just so fun and so nice. And he was so great to my kid.
Anytime I've seen his post-fight interviews, he seems like a super nice guy.
So nice.
Yeah. Is he from Colorado?
He trains in Colorado Springs.
Gotcha.
I guess he lives in Littleton.
Oh, okay.
Somebody said he lived in Littleton.
Oh, over in my hood.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's where all the bad guys live.
And he drives that Lamborghini SUV that I want so bad.
So nice.
He must be doing well there.
I think he is.
He's at the country club with a Lamborghini? I need to get into that fight thing.
So that was a great, you know, that's cool because my kid's home and he knows that. This UFC fighter, and for that guy to play with us for the first hole, and then we, I was like, look, I am sucking, and I have to use the chickpeas. I said, just go ahead and play through whatever, and he was like, no, come on, and we're fine. And we're like, yeah, it was fine. So anyway, because I think he made me nervous.
Was he decent?
Yeah, he was.
He was pretty good.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, so.
And so then we get to go. Well, we're going to go have lunch because we're done or whatever. Still, never found that number 12. That is the weirdest thing. You guys, we played 18 holes of golf, and we never saw 12. It was like,
And I know that course. It's impossible to miss.
No, we did. We missed it.
12's tough to miss.
Well, we missed it. Have you met us?
Just saying.
So first let me tell you this. So we were on 18, I think, whatever. And my son had just said, and by the way, shout out to Golf Galaxy, because they're very nice people. We've been at Golf Galaxy Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
They know you by name.
So Friday we went and hit drivers, and my kid bought one, like with his own money. He bought a driver. It was like $400, and he did not want to pay for it. He was just,
I don't blame him.
He just kept looking at me, and I'm like, you have a full-time job. I said, I don't need a driver. Right? I have my driver.
Turn the pony up, pal. Yeah. If you're going to play this game, it's not cheap.
And then he's like, my birthday's coming up. I'm like,
your birthday trick.
Yeah, because they try that, right?
Wait a minute. Yeah. His birthday is still 2 months away.
I know.
You can't pull that one.
It's a birthday advance.
The advance never works when you're a parent.
I know.
Because when birthday gets here, you got a pony up again.
Exactly. And he knows that because you
it's
feel
a scam.
It is a scam.
It's a scam the kids try to pull on their parents.
I still use it on my mom all the time.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up. Anyway, he bought it, and so he's so proud of it because it's his own money. You know, everything is more important when you paid for it and it came out of your pocket, right? And so he literally beat you. I'm not even lying. He just said how much he loved that club and how well he sent it. He hit 3 bogeys and 1 par, and he was playing really well. For 3 bogeys and 1 par for a kid that's only played the third time, that's pretty good at that course. And he hits it, and we watched it in slow-mo, and the entire head of the club goes flying off and lands in a pile of deer.
No!
Yes.
I saw the video. I mean, literally, he takes a swing.
Yeah.
And when he finishes his swing, he's only got a stick in his hand.
Oh!
The club's gone. It's just like he's got a rod. It's almost like he's waiting on lightning to hit this rod.
Because he had me videotape him, because there's an app he downloaded where you can compare your swing to a pro's.
They can break it down.
Yeah, they can put it side by side. So he's like, will you videotape me on this last hole so I can compare myself to Rory? And I was like, yeah. And sure, it was great timing because that thing and my kid.
So for my fresh start, I want to move to Sweden.
What's that?
I want to move to Sweden. You know, the land of IKEA.
Schmidl?
I don't know. That's on your guys' side. I just turned my mic off.
I just want to pick up my boys.
Oh.
What were you watching?
It just went on.
Someone that wants to move to Sweden.
Yeah, I don't know.
I have no idea where they came from. She was talking me into it.
I was like, I hear Sweden's nice this time of year. We were all just like,
maybe a great place to go play golf.
Maybe so. So anyway, the whole head came off, and my kid doesn't use the F word around me, but he turns around and it's all on tape, and he's like, the effing thing just snapped off. Mom, the effing thing. I was like, but I wasn't mad they say it because I was kind of like, I know.
Time really to go fun. Back to Golf Galaxy.
I know, right? So we took it back yesterday and they took it. And so I guess Callaway has a 24-hour or 48-hour return like that or something.
Thank goodness.
So we went right back to Golf Galaxy.
Man, I know when, golf. When my kids come home, like I've got one in New York and one in L.A., when they come here, they're going to spend 3 or 4 or 5 days, whatever it may be. Like he was here for what, 9 days, 10 days?
Yeah.
Something like that. Man, it just flies by.
It does. Yeah, it was fun though.
Yeah,
fun.
You have a great time, but the time just flies by. Well, but again, you guys had a good time.
Again, shout out to Red Rocks Country Club. It was really great. We even saw PJ Hall there, and he told me about his macaroni balls. It's a very long story. I'll tell some other time. He had to be there.
Well, that's a good tease.
Yeah.
Coming up, macaroni bowls.
With PJ Hall.
Yeah, PJ Hall.
It was weird.
By the way, if you'd like a membership to Red Rocks Country Club,
right. Yeah,
just call them up.
Yeah, they have some
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday. What is it right now? 35? Is that what it says?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
35. Hey, can I read a couple of these things? First of all, I got to send this to my kid. It'll make him feel better. I just bought a Callaway Paradigm Driver 2. The exact same thing happened to me on the range. I was warming up, and two swings later, the head just flew off of it. So it seems to be my kid was smooth though. He like made up a whole thing to the guys. He's like, I read on Reddit, like a lot of people get on Reddit with golf. But he goes, I read on Reddit that they thread it wrong, and so this happens all the time. I go, did you read that? He goes, no, I never read that. I just told the guys that. And then I think I might have screwed up because I think by saying that that Justin Gaethje, the UFC fighter, by saying that he was at Red Rocks Country Club, I think now there's going to be some stalkers there. Because this person just said this, oh my God, you saw Justin Gaethje?
Gaethje,
the UFC fighter. We are huge, huge, huge fans of him. Oh my God, he's awesome. My two sons love him so much.
It might have been a one-time appearance, though.
Okay, yeah, probably. Okay? Probably so,
because he may not be a member. Maybe just a guest.
Yeah, just
a little VIP action. You know what I mean?
Probably so, yeah.
It could be the case.
Yeah.
Have you heard about this $3 drink that people are just raving about and they can't keep on the shelves because it acts just like Ozempic and makes you lose weight?
I have not.
It's called Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate, M-A-T-E. It's $3 a can. And they say it's highly effective for losing weight.
Really?
I've never heard of this stuff before.
I've never either. What's in it?
It doesn't give the ingredients. It simply says Jason Momoa, Gwyneth Paltrow, Tom Hardy, and Shakira have all been spotted drinking this freshly made Yerba Mate tea.
What's freshly? It's canned.
Well, they're calling it freshly made. That's one of these. I don't know. It's available at Target, Whole Foods, and a host of other stores at a low price of just $3. And they liken it to Ozempic, that it makes your weight loss goals much more achievable. And it's flying off the shelves.
Really?
Just a little, you know, public service for
very
you.
Nice.
If you can't afford or don't want to go the Ozempic route, right, maybe you go with the Yerba.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I have not heard about it.
Yeah, it's an appetite suppressant and increases your metabolism.
I'm going to have to get me some.
This is crazy.
Is there any like side effects? Is there any bad
stuff?
Doesn't
say.
Huh.
The beverage is known to boost energy, mental focus.
Ooh, I need
we could
that.
Use that. Oh, yeah, this show could use a lot. Hey, Spadil, see if you can get us a case of this.
All right.
We need some mental focus around here.
Oh, somebody said it's yerba mate.
Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody just texted
mate.
It.
Mate.
Who knows?
I don't. No.
Yeah, but it reads like Yerba Mate.
It does to me.
Who decides? This is what I hate about designer names, all these things, right? You look at something and it's like Versace, for example, right? There's no Versace there.
No, I'm with you. In the mate thing, you know, if it's going to be mate, then you got to put that little thing over the E. You got to put that little mark up there, you know? You can't just throw it out here like this. A guy like me is going to read mate.
Yeah, yeah. And then I'll go around saying that everything is on sale.
Yeah. Sale. They say this thing is a miracle in a can.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm going to get it now. It says the only side effects are insomnia, anxiety.
Oh, my God.
Increased heart rate.
That's a side effect?
Yeah.
Oh,
dehydration. Because it's a diuretic, so you're going to pee it out. And headaches. Nausea, diarrhea, irritable bowel syndrome. I don't want this. I I'll just take the shot. I already get that.
Look, to lose weight, we'll go through anything,
no
Jamie.
Kidding, right?
It's okay.
Oh,
it's okay. $3 a can.
It must have a ton of caffeine in it. Is that what the deal
no
is?
Idea. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. But they say it's flying off the shelves, Target, Whole Foods, and a host of other stores.
Yeah, you guys, before you go out there, because I was getting ready to get it until I read the side effects, make sure you read the side effects.
But doesn't everything have side effects?
Of course, but this is a lot of caffeine.
Actually, it says it only has 80 milligrams, which isn't that much.
But if you drink a bunch of them?
Yeah, I mean, you
if you drink a bunch.
But you guys are the, like, you drink those energy drinks. Like, 80's nothing.
Well, a standard cup of coffee has about 75 milligrams of caffeine in it.
So one cup.
Yeah.
It's one cup of coffee.
Yeah.
All right. What's a Celsius got in it?
200.
Yep.
Woo, now we're talking, baby.
Yeah.
Woo!
Are you sure you spell it, pronounce it Celsius?
Celsius.
Celsius.
It's Celsius. That's how you pronounce it, Jamie. I looked it up. Celsius. Great drink.
Oh, God.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show, Tabloid Trash.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Yup. Man, a lot of people know about that tea.
Yeah, sure do. It's very popular.
It's the yerba mate.
Yerba mate. Mate.
Even though it's spelled mate.
I may have to try some.
Yeah, do you like nausea, diarrhea?
I don't mind it.
Anxiety?
No, I don't mind it.
I welcome it.
Yeah. I think diarrhea is good for you every now and then.
It's like a cleanse.
Yeah, that's what it is. All right. Anyway, it's called yerba, because now people are asking, what was the name of the tea? But it's yerba mate.
Target and Whole Foods, for sure.
There you go.
Maybe some other places.
It's like
I don't know.
Yellow cans.
King Soopers has it, too.
Gotcha.
They do have it?
They do, yeah.
Never looked for it.
All right. Jessica Simpson shared a video on her Instagram. By the way, it's been rumored that Jessica Simpson has been flirting with that guy that was run over by a piston bully.
Jeremy Renner, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. They're flirting. She's divorced. He's single. I mean, sure, he can't move his right arm that well. But a piston bully will do that to you. Get run over by a tractor. Yeah, that's going to happen. Anyway, she then shared a video on her Instagram where she's drinking something from a bottle. What is it?
Like, what are you drinking? Because, you know, it's like, it's this Chinese herb thing. And I'm like, I don't know. And my vocal coach told me to drink it. And they Googled the ingredients and snake sperm.
No, is it like a tea?
It's like a honey.
So, if you want a good vocal, you got to drink snake sperm.
You know, salmon sperm's been the big push on your face.
So don't swim in a salmon pond because they'll push on your face.
After that came out of my mouth, I was like, wait a minute, I need to rewind that. Rethink that one.
What is the snake sperm for?
Her vocal cords.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You like coats them.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry. Gotcha. And how do you know this?
Everything about this moment is wrong. delete. Forget it. Wow. Okay. Anyway, yeah. So it's the rage right now. Well, remember, I was putting like slug juice on my face.
Yeah. When I saw this story yesterday, I thought of you.
Thanks.
Yeah. I thought, man, that sounds like something Jamie would try.
It is absolutely something I'd try. Because remember, I have a bear poop.
Yeah.
I still haven't taken that because after I read it, they're like, some of this stuff isn't like, you know, pure. It's from Russia. They collect their bear poop.
Is it Russian bear poop?
It is Russian bear poop.
I thought it was Chinese for some reason.
No, I have Russian bears.
Okay. Either way.
They call it Putin.
Putin?
What are we doing right now?
I don't know.
I love it.
You get it because it has poo in it.
I get it. You don't have to explain it. I get it.
And just in case you didn't. All right. Anyway, oh my God, you guys. Okay, so one of the Netflix shows you have got to watch, is it on Netflix? The David Beckham documentary?
Oh, I feel like it is. Yes, yes.
So if you get a chance, the David Beckham documentary is really good. I mean, you do see how hard he works for who he is, right? And you do see how beautiful he is because he is. And then the whole thing with Victoria Beckham and her bitchy face, right? She goes into that. She actually is like, I was never aware how bitchy I looked.
Yet in all the videos that they show, like, of them, like, just going anywhere when they first started dating, it's the same face.
It's like, the same face.
Mad all the time.
It's just resting bitch face, yep. And she doesn't even know she has it. Well, it's like I told you, I met that one guy. Oh, my God. We were all out, and my girlfriend's like, you just don't smile to this guy. And he said, yeah, my wife says I don't look very pleasing. Some people just really do have that.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, there's a girl on Below Deck. She has that, too.
I saw there's a new term for it. They call it people who have that, instead of just resting bitch face, they have a black cat exterior.
I'm just going to go with resting.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll just go with that.
Yeah. I don't really think that's taken off.
No, the black cat.
Well, because there's the whole golden energy retriever thing, right? It's supposed to be a boyfriend who's like obsessed or with like his girlfriend, and he's up for like anything, you know? And he's like, hey, let's go do something. Da, 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 da. It's supposed to be kind of the opposite of that. It's all over Instagram.
Yeah. We'll go with resting.
Okay. I'm on Instagram.
I've never seen the black cat and boyfriend. Yeah. All that.
Yeah. I did see that dog that wanted bacon.
I like that dog. I need a dog like bacon? That can talk. Bacon.
I want bacon. Oh, I love bacon. Oh. You had to be there. Okay. Anyway, let's hear it. So going back to what I was talking about. My God, Jamie, focus. Our boss says that to me all the time, and I forget. I'm supposed to just do the story. Anyway, so watch it on Netflix. It's really good. It's about David Beckham and his rise to fame and all that. But one of the things that they don't really address, but they kind of skim over it a little bit, is his affair that he had on Victoria Beckham. Now, they say that they thought that this girl was just a clout chaser. But the one guy says he did stand down the hall and while he was in the bedroom with this chick to protect him so nobody would walk in. There was a security guy that said that happened. Well, now, the girl that was involved in this, she went on 60 Minutes Australia.
Ooh. She did. Yes, she's talking, huh?
Yeah. She was on 60 Minutes Australia talking about her affair with David Beckham. In this clip, she talks about how the affair started. Number two.
Rebecca says Victoria was out of town the first time David made a move on her in a nightclub.
He just said to me, you know, we were talking about it was a bit boring, and he said, oh, let's go back to the hotel. And I said, what do you mean? He said, let's go back to my hotel. And I was like, I'm not going back to your hotel room. Like, come on, you're my boss, f*** off. I think I actually said that to him. I actually said, f*** off, no way. And then he just kept looking at me, and then I gave in. So we went back to his hotel room.
What was the moment that you were like, I'm going to go?
Oh, it's just the look in his eyes and the way he looks at you, and it's quite hard. Not to. He's got a certain charismatic power about him. He's very good looking, and I think he can easily get what he wants, and he knows it.
Okay, raise your hand if you wouldn't have gone back.
I would have gone back.
All right, so she talks about the morning after sleeping with David Beckham. Number three.
If you had to sum up that night, how would you do it?
I woke up with the biggest smile on my face. I also woke up thinking, oh, you know, I'm in their room. And I took a shower, and in the shower that also Victoria uses when she's there. So I was also felt that that was very, it didn't feel very right at the same time that I had this big smile on my face. And I snuck out and went home. And I was living with my parents at the time. And my mother was like, oh, where did you sleep? And I just didn't say anything, but she could just tell by my face that I'd had a really good night. And then she just looked at me and she just said, be careful. So from then on, it was a big secret I kept, and no one knew about it except for obviously David.
David.
Hmm. Wow.
Even she says the boring name David sexy.
Yeah.
David.
I think that resting bitch face is about to get worse.
Oh, you know she's not happy. Oh,
can
God.
Can you imagine her hearing all this morning?
No, she already
I mean, she knows all this.
Well, you should
but
see her on Netflix.
For the public to know it now.
If you watch it on Netflix, she's a little bitchy about it there.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. But now to hear the woman mention that she was in the same shower that Victoria uses. I mean, you talking about really catching hell.
No, guess what's going to happen?
David is in trouble.
I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Contractors, they're ripping out the bathroom.
Yeah. Tear down the whole house.
Remodel.
You don't sleep in that room anymore.
Exactly.
Right?
Then she talks about why she came forward with the story. Number four.
Why did you speak out publicly?
I always had the opinion of it's better that it comes from me and that I have some sort of control. And also by doing that, it was a way of me sort of not getting back at him, but just sort of, yeah, I just kind of felt the way he treated me was very unfair, what he was getting away with and that two-faced life. And I felt that... I know how much his image means to him. I just kind of wanted to make him feel some pain too, I guess. I don't know, it sounds very vindictive to say. But when you're 26 years old, it's how you react to heartache and pain. You
see, that is the thing, you guys, okay? So when you men or you women, whatever, if you have an affair and you don't leave your wife or your husband... That becomes a scorned woman. You do not want to mess with one of those.
Boy, David's in deep.
Oh, my God.
David's in deep.
Yeah, because she's now telling deets.
Yeah. Woo.
All right, there's one last clip, and let's see here. She's so honest. Number five.
People used to say, no one has bigger balls than Beckham.
Oh, they're pretty tiny, in my opinion.
You spoke up.
Yeah, in my opinion, it was a very brave thing to do, to go up against them. I have stuck to the truth. I've never exaggerated. I've never lied about a single thing. Why? Because I'm going up against the strongest, most powerful couple in the media who have all the money in the world for the best PR, the best lawyers. And all I had on my side was the truth.
Whoa. She's going to write a book next.
Yeah.
Oh,
with
100%.
All the details. We're going to know what his wiener looks like.
She's probably got pictures, too.
Yeah. She's secret. I would secretly do that. If I'm in bed with David Beckham, and I mean, I'm sure he's like, put your phone over there, but I'd be like grabbing it while he's sleeping and put it up his nostrils. Yeah. Like a psychopath. I'd slowly pull the sheet down and take a little selfie with his wiener.
Man, I tell you, if I'm David Beckham, I don't even go home tonight.
Oh, no, you can't. Yeah. No. This is bad.
I'm on tour all
That's
of a sudden.
Bad. And yeah. I feel like she could like pretty much beat him up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
She's very, she's the feisty spice.
Yeah. I'm sure she's got a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which spice was she? Allspice?
I don't remember. Was there an Allspice? I don't think there was. Was there?
Posh,
was there
right?
an Allspice?
She was posh?
I don't know the Spice Girls, Jamie. No, I didn't know if there's an Allspice or not.
Allspice.
I don't know that.
It was a joke.
Okay, let's take a break. Okay.
She's Posh Spice.
There's no
Allspice.
Allspice.
I thought maybe there was. Sounded familiar. Man, look at the fog.
Yeah, I can't see it. It's socked in. We're
socked in.
I can't
see anything right now.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Nuts. Yeah, all right, I'm done. Right. There you go, tablet trash.
When we come back, let's do the Morgan Wallen thing, okay? Let's get to that because that's a big story this morning. Morgan Wallen was on Saturday Night Live. He walks off the stage at the end. A little controversy, some here and there. He's saying, I thought he did a good job. Now, I'm not a big fan, but I thought he did a great job on Saturday Night Live.
I didn't see him.
All right, we'll play you some of the audio when we come back. All right, hang on.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.